Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. You can be seated tonight. We're just going to let them continue praying. I feel like this is right in line with what God's wanting to do in our hearts tonight. Praise God. Let's just stay sensitive to the Spirit of the Lord. Let's just keep our minds stayed on Him. Praise God. Praise God. John chapter number 7, verse 37. John 7, verse 37. The Bible says, in the last days, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the Scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." But this he spake of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Amen. Let's pray and ask the Lord to just continue to have His way tonight. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for what You're doing in our midst. We're so thankful that Your presence is here ministering and working among us, Lord. And God, we just give You full control of this service. God, I pray that You would have Your way. God, I pray for Your anointing. I pray for Your touch on each and every one here. God, continue to move. Continue to work. Continue to pour out Your Spirit. Lord, we love You. Help us all to step into that river. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. You can be seated. Praise God. I want to preach on the subject, no more stagnant rivers. No more stagnant rivers. The word stagnant is a body of water having no current or flow, and often having an unpleasant smell. A stagnant body of water having no current or flow, and often having an unpleasant smell. Now, I work a job cleaning out bank-owned houses. And a lot of times, they'll leave a trash can outside with some trash in it. And after it's rained several times and filled that bucket of trash up, and then they want us to remove it, you jostle that around a little bit, it lets out an unpleasant smell, to say the least. There's nothing quite like the smell of stagnant water. Nothing like it. I can testify tonight firsthand. Verse 39 says that verse 38 talks about, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. And then he goes on to say this, he spake about the Holy Ghost. This is what Jesus was referring to and talking about. The opposite of living waters, the opposite of flowing waters is stagnant waters. When I was a kid growing up, there was a river close by us called the Sulphur River. It's still there, obviously. And I loved when it would rain. I mean, a good Texas rain. I'm from Texas originally. And every time we would go by it after a big rain, I mean, it was right next to a big lake, and that lake would empty out into this river, and the river would just be rushing. And I remember as a kid thinking, man, that's cool. That's the neatest thing, to see that water just rip through there. And wouldn't let nothing stand in its way. And every time after a big rain and after the waters would rush through there, I mean, it would rip branches, it would rip dead limbs, you know, and all sorts of stuff, and it would get caught on the bridges and everything. And every time after you would see the river, after a big rain and after it had rushed through there, every time you would see a work crew out there. A couple of days later, after the water had lowered a little bit, they was out there cleaning that mess out. They was cleaning out that stagnant, you know, the thing that was blocking the river from flowing the way that it needed to. And, you know, a lot of times it was small at first. It would just be, a few limbs. It would just be a little bit at a time. But I remember, and, you know, that's the way I'm comparing this to our spiritual life. You know, a lot of times we allow little things to block what the Spirit is trying to do. Did you know the Holy Ghost wants to flow through us? That's what Jesus is talking about in this verse. He said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. And so a lot of times as Christians, we allow little things, we allow sin to stop the flow and stop what God is wanting to do in our hearts and lives. And you know, like I said, it started out slow, but I remember one time it had rained for several weeks, and to the point where it was crossing the bridge. I mean, it was flooded. It was unlike anything that we had seen, and I'd seen it high a lot of times. And it had an enormous amount of debris that time. I mean, it ripped whole trees out, you know, dead ones, and they were stuck at that bridge. And they began to have special committee meetings and say, you know, what are we going to do? Because it was too big for their normal work crew to go out and clean that out so that the river could begin to flow once again. And, you know, months went by and they'd have meetings and it would rain again and there'd be a little bit more debris. There'd be a little bit more of limbs and dirt and brush and all this stuff that would cause it to become more and more blocked up. Until now, if you go and visit that river that I crossed as a kid, it's not half of what it once was. They waited too long having their meetings, trying to decide what to do, trying to decide how to unblock the river, that it became where it wasn't even the same river at all. It was just became, you know, it's still called the Sulphur River, but right there, right in that area where that blockage was, you can barely tell there was a river there. And you know, a lot of times, even as Christians, you know, we get saved, we get filled with the Holy Ghost, and God begins to move, and God begins to do great and mighty things in our life. And we step into the river, and we experience God's presence, and we know that we know that we know that it's real. But you know, over time, we allow little things. And sometimes they're sin, and sometimes they're not. Sometimes it can just be the cares of this life. We allow little things that we become more important than that river, become more important than the presence of God in our lives. And we allow little things to block what God's trying to do. God's wanting to flow through us. God's wanting to pour His Spirit out into our lives so that we can help somebody else. But we allow things. We allow sin. And for each and every one of us, it's something different. We allow things. And if you're not careful, you can allow it to become so bad that thing, sin always grows. Did you know that? Sin always grows. And it's the same with the blocks that the devil tries to put in the river of our life. It always grows each and every time. If you've got a block in the river, it's going to catch everything that comes down through there. And so, that's what happened with this river. It became so blocked up that the waters could not flow the way that they had once done. And so, it was so blocked up. And like I said, as Christians, we allow things to block up our lives. We allow God to not be able to move the way that He once did. Do you remember how it was when you first received the Spirit of God? When you first received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, if you're here tonight and you've received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, that first time that you sought and sought for it, and when God first poured out the Holy Ghost on you. I still remember like it was yesterday. And I can't even describe it to you, that indescribable feeling of when the Spirit of God begins to flow through you. I ask you tonight, is it still like that for you tonight? Is it still flowing the same way that God first poured it out? Because He's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. The same God that first filled you with the Holy Ghost. The same God that baptized them in the book of Acts. In Acts chapter 2, on the day of Pentecost, which happens to be today if you didn't know that. The same Jesus that baptized them in the upper room and they went out and changed their world. That's the same one that wants to fill us and wants to continue. But do you remember, and is it the same way tonight as it was then when you received it? Is it still a river or is there something blocking it? Is there little things in your life? Is there little things that stop it and block what God is trying to do? Maybe you're here and you're completely stopped up. Maybe you don't allow the presence of God to flow through you anymore. We must allow God's Spirit to flow through us. I ask you tonight, who is in control? Who is in control of your life? You know, so many times we get to the place of being spiritually mature. Spiritually mature Christians. Have you ever heard after a great move of God after a church service, man, I feel like charging hell with a water pistol. Have y'all ever heard that before? Well, I brought mine tonight. I brought my water gun, all right? And I found that these things work great. If anybody was to happen to fall asleep, this thing has pretty good range, so I'm going to be watching y'all tonight, all right? And I might even pass this along to Brother Kincaid at the close of the service so he could use it for future reference. But you know, so I want to compare our lives. You know, sometimes we feel like when we get the Holy Ghost, we just walk around and we use it whenever we want to. We can just, put it in our hip pocket, and whenever we need the Holy Ghost, we can pull it out and use it, whether it's at a service or whether it's, however we want to use it, we are in control. We can pull the trigger anytime that we want to, and we're in control of the Holy Ghost. And boy, look how spiritual I am. You know, I'm talking about a river of living water. Boy, look at that stream there. Man, praise God. Did you feel the presence of God coming out? I mean, that's how we are. We pat ourselves on the back and we feel like, man, I could charge hell with a water gun. And the whole time the devil's looking at us and saying, have you seen the size of your gun? Have you seen how much of the presence of God that you really have in your life? Do you really understand how much, you know, we say we're filled with the Holy Ghost and here we are carrying a little water gun around on our hip pocket. Now if I was, I just bought the cheap version here tonight, obviously. They make them a whole lot bigger. And if I was to bring up some of these young boys tonight, and I had me, I'm just making up a name, but the Hurricane Super Soaker 5000, that's just making it up, obviously, but if I was to have them pick which one they wanted, which one do you think they would take? This one here, or the one that shoots it and really soaks something? There's no doubt which one they would take. But you know what? So many times, how many knows that God has got the rivers of living water available to everyone, every person in this place that's given their heart and life to God? But as Christians, so many times we walk around and we feel spiritual, carrying a little bit of the Holy Ghost and saying, man, when God's got an unlimited supply. And we feel all spiritual, and when the Lord begins to move, we let the Lord just move a little bit on us, and we feel the presence of God, a little bit of a trickle flow through us, and we feel the hair on the back of our neck stand up, and we feel like God has really done something in our life. Well, I'm here tonight to tell you, God can do a lot better than that. He's wanting to open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you're not able to receive. And so many times we think we know how to handle the Holy Ghost, but it's not the case at all. We can't control the Holy Ghost. We need to allow, and so many times we try to manipulate and use the Holy Ghost only when we want to, when it's convenient for us, when we feel like it. But really, the Holy Ghost needs to be in control of us. We need to be walking in such a way that when the Holy Ghost is looking for a vessel to pour Himself out and somebody is in need, a family member, and they're going through something, or a friend or a co-worker, you know, someone at work, and they're needing something from God, we need to be in that river, allowing the presence of God to come by. And so many times we're walking around with just a little water gun. We're walking around with just a little bit when we need to allow the Holy Ghost to have complete and total control in our lives. To throw down the water. How many here tonight would be willing to throw down the water gun and, you know, and say, I'm not satisfied with just a little bit of the Holy Ghost. I'm not satisfied with the experience that I have. I'm not satisfied with just this little amount. I want God to pour. I want to be in the river. I want Him to be able to flow through me. I want Him to be able to use me like He never has before. He's not going to be able to use this to do what He wants to do. God's wanting to do great and mighty things in these last days. But yet we walk around with this little bit and say, oh, Jesus, use me. I've got my water gun ready. I'm ready to charge hell. When God's got an unlimited supply of His Spirit that He's wanting to pour out on each and every one of us. And yet we walk around with a little bit of God and we pat ourselves on the back saying, man, look at me, how spiritual I am. We get saved, we get filled with the Holy Ghost, and then we level off. We level off and we don't continue to seek Him for more of His presence. We don't continue to seek Him for a greater measure of His Spirit. How many knows we need more of the Holy Ghost than ever before tonight? How many knows that we're living in the last days and it's a dark world out there? Greater than ever before, sin is abounding. Darkness is abounding. But at the same time, I'm not here to preach a doom and gloom message. We serve a God that in the last days, I believe, is wanting to pour out. He said in His Word, He's wanting to pour out His Spirit upon all flesh. And it's up to the church to throw away the water pistol. We can't charge hell with a water pistol anymore when God created us to be a river of living water. He said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. I don't know about you, but I'd rather attack hell. The gates of hell shall not prevail. I'd rather attack hell with the Holy Ghost, the rivers of living water, rather than charge it with a water pistol. I'd want a whole river going after hell. I don't know about you, but yet so many times we walk around with just a little measure of the Holy Ghost. We pray on Sundays in the Holy Ghost, and we go Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, you know, maybe a little bit on Wednesday. We allow the Lord to move on us, and we speak in tongues. I believe God's got a measure for us each and every day. I believe that if we get hungry for the things of God and say, God, I need something Monday. I need a measure of the Holy Ghost. I need something to help my coworkers. I need something to help my family. God, would You give me more of that living water? Would You give me more of the Holy Ghost so that I can be what I need to be? Would You flow through me? How are we going to be used in these last days if we are carrying around a water gun when God's got the rivers of living water that He's wanting to pour out? We must, in these last days, in this dark time that we live in, we must once again emphasize the Holy Ghost. They emphasize the Holy Ghost in Acts. And even a few short years ago, once you got saved, they was down there praying for the Holy Ghost. They had the ladies gathered around the ladies. They had the men gathered around the men, and they wouldn't let you leave until you got it. They wouldn't let you leave. There was an emphasis on the Holy Ghost. You had to have it. We had to have it. And I believe once again we need to emphasize the power of the Holy Ghost. We need it, church. The church once again needs the Holy Ghost. We need the power of the Holy Ghost once again. We need to be used of God more than ever before. We need that river of living water flowing through us. Why are we satisfied? Why are we satisfied when God has rivers and yet we walk around thinking we're spiritual? We walk around thinking that the devil's afraid of us. Like the seven sons of Sceva, trying to cast out the devil. He said, Paul we know, Jesus we know, but who are you? We need to be spiritual. We need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. What does that verse say? Verse 38. Out of his belly shall flow a trickle? No. Rivers of living water. Let's talk a little bit about a river. A river. How many's ever seen the Mississippi River? The fourth longest river in the world, 2,500 miles long. The 10th largest. Cuts through or borders 10 different states. Has a water flow of 1.2 miles per hour average. But in Louisiana, it gets to 3 miles per hour as it nears the Gulf. Listen to this. Down in New Orleans, it dumps 4.4 million gallons per second of water. 4.4 million gallons per second of water. That's a big river. That's a lot of water. That would seem like that'd be something I'd want to charge hell with instead of a little trickle, wouldn't you? But you know what? The Mississippi River is only 8% of the Amazon River. 82,379,000 gallons per second. How many milk jugs? Every second, 82 million gallons per second. Now, in that scripture that I read to you, Jesus said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Now, here's a question for you. Which one you think has a better chance of drying up? The rivers of living water or the Amazon at 82 million gallons per second? I'm here tonight to tell you he has an unlimited supply. An unlimited supply. And why 82 million gallons might blow your mind away per second. I wonder what God could do. If He really wanted to pour out the rivers of living water at First Assembly of God in Goshen, Indiana, if we would allow Him to open up the windows of heaven once again and pour us out a blessing, rivers and rivers of living water. I'm here to tell you the Amazon will dry up before my God's power will run out. And then when the devil lies to you and says you can't make it, I'm here to tell you he is a liar tonight. God has an unlimited supply of His power. And for a church that some people may say it's a dead church and it's not going to make it, I'm here to tell you Jesus Christ has a church in these last days that will once again stand up and say, I will be filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. I will walk in the rivers of living water. I will allow the Spirit of God to flow through me. Don't be satisfied. Don't be satisfied when God wants to pour out His Spirit like never before. He said in verse number 37, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. If any man is thirsty, is there somebody here tonight? Is there one person that will get in the river and say, God, clear out anything that's stagnant. God, whatever's blocking me up. God, whatever is standing in my way of You using me, of letting the fullness of the power of the Holy Ghost flow through me. Whatever it is, God, search me. God, I don't want nothing in my life that would be displeasing to You. I don't want nothing to block the flow of the Holy Spirit. Oh, God forbid that I should be just one day out of the presence of God and not receive what I need, and because of that, somebody not receive what they need. Because I blocked the river. Because I allowed something in my life to come between me and the presence of God. Oh, church, let us not stay stagnant any longer. Let us not be satisfied with just a trickle of God's presence. Let us search and seek for the rivers of living water. If any man, I didn't say if pastors thirst. I didn't say if teachers thirst. That's whosoever will, the Bible says. Whosoever will, Revelations 22:17. Whosoever will, let him come. Whosoever will. You don't have to be talented. You don't have to be rich. You don't have to be poor. You don't have to be anything but say, God, flow through me. Flow through me. Would you make yourself available for that river tonight? Throw down your water gun and ask God to open up the river or the windows of heaven. And let the rivers flow through you. Joel 2:28 says, in the last days I will pour. It's a promise. It's a promise. I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. Like I said, does this look like pouring to you? Is God up there just pouring it out just a little bit at a time? Woo! They got a little bit of hungry tonight. I might just... That's not God's will. That's not God's design. You know, so many times we get blessed at church. We receive something in the river. But yet we don't take it to someone else. Who's missing out downstream in your life because you're not passing it on? You've got the block right here in your life. And you're, oh God, bless me. God, I need You. God, use me. God, and then God pours you out a blessing to see what you're going to do with it. And you're like the man with the talent. I'm going to hide it. I'm going to hold on to it. Instead of going and sharing it with your neighbor. Instead of going and sharing it with the one that needs it. God can't flow through something like that. God can't make you a blessing if you're not willing to allow the river to flow through you. Vicki, would you come? What if you're here tonight and you found out tomorrow that you had a rich uncle? Would that be all right with anybody? That was going to leave you for the rest of your life $1 million in your bank account each and every day, whether you spent it or not. There was always going to be $1 million in it the next day. Now, I don't know about you, but I'd probably be going down to the bank and making a withdrawal. How foolish would it be for me to say, I'm all right. People would call me insane. You'd get so mad at me if I just kept living the way I've always lived. But you know what? God's done that for us. He's got a bank account, if you will, full of spiritual blessings. And they're new each and every day. And yet we don't go to the river of life and withdraw. How foolish are we for God to have His power and to have His Spirit available. He died on the cross. He paid the price so that we didn't have to live in bondage, so we didn't have to live in sin and defeat, depression and all these other things. And yet we say, I'm all right. I think I'll just try to make it on my own. I don't know about you, but I want to go to the river each and every day. God, don't let me ever be satisfied again. Don't let me be stagnant any longer. Oh, when 82 million gallons of second, or you know, every flowing every second out of the Amazon. He's got more than that. He's got more than that. He's got far more than that. God, forgive me. I'm talking to myself now. God, forgive me for being so satisfied. When there's a lost and dying world out there, why am I so satisfied with just a little bit? What about you? Are you stagnant tonight? How long has it been since the power of God flowed through you? How long has it been since the Holy Ghost anointing came on you? It's not just for the pastor. It's for every child of God. God wants to anoint you. God wants to use you in your daily life, in your workplace, in all those things. How long has it been since you've been to the river? How long has it been since you allowed God to saturate you with His presence? Where you didn't care about anything else but God moving in your life. How long has it been? Are you stagnant tonight? Could we all stand? Heads bowed, eyes closed. Just real quickly. Between you and God, you'd say, you know what? I've been a little bit stagnant. My spiritual walk, I haven't allowed the presence of God to flow through me like I need to. Would you raise your hand? Would you raise your hand tonight? Yes, hands going up. I haven't been taking advantage of the living water like I need to. But tonight I'm going to draw a line in the sand and say, with the help of God, I'm going to get in the river. Maybe you're here tonight, you've never received the Holy Ghost. I want to encourage you not to leave this place till you receive it. Don't live in your own strength anymore. Get in the river. Could we come? Let's find us a place to pray.